possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is Tech Talk, and we are underway on a Saturday. It has been very stormy and unsettled in my rain gauge. 3 3/4 of an inch of rain, and that includes Friday and Saturday. I didn't empty it last night because we had more rain on the way. So really, Friday, Saturday, total 3 3/4 in the rain gauge. If you're around your computer today, you're in business. Doug Swindlehart is joining us, and it is Tech Talk. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program or text the program, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And Doug, I don't know how much rain you got at your place, but a lot of rain in parts of the metro area, and that can be scary when you get so much and the streets start to flood.
It was a lot of water. Yeah. I was watching it last night as it was just getting started. I decided to cook on the grill, and I kind of in the garage, sort of. It's a gas grill, but it's easy to control. And I'm watching the water squirt out of the sewer coming up. It had to be coming up 18 inches. Never seen that before.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane. And by the way, we'll keep an eye on the radar. But so far, so good. Some showers in southern Minnesota kind of sliding through along I-90. And then the biggest rain east of La Crosse over toward Toma. And there's certainly a chance for more rain in the forecast, as you heard a moment ago with Ari. By the way, Lindsey Brown is our producer. If you call any of us with Lindsey, she'll put you through. If you text, that'll come right into the studio. And we want to hear from you on the program today. But, Doug, I want to talk about a big moment. It happens fairly regularly, but it sounds like the latest iPhone is coming out. There'll be a big announcement, the way it looks, in September. It'll be iPhone 17 Air and iPhone 17 Pro. I still think I have a 13 and it's working just fine. But
yeah, mine's a 15 plus, and you know, Apple's been in the news a lot the last several months. They were pushing Apple Intelligence, the AI version of Apple, but nothing's been delivered. People are a little upset. You know, when Siri first came out, it was supposed to almost be on the verge of AI, and that kind of panned out to where not so much. And so I'm waiting to see really what's going to happen here. I know that people are on edge about Apple falling behind in the AI race, and they really have at this point. It's surprising that they would take that approach. But the 17 is supposed to be the latest and the greatest. Of course, they always are until they get out. I just got an update on mine last night that was ready, well, a couple weeks ago. But it's doing fine. I don't think that people should run out and get the latest and the greatest unless they have lots of money to burn. But it's going to be an interesting phone. Apple never, ever ceases to amaze me. Never.
Yeah, and the thing about this technology, and we have brought up smartphones, and really I think for most people, you've got a laptop or a desktop at work, or you've got that at home, or maybe you got a Chromebook or whatever. But I would assume the electronic device that people interact with by far and away the most is their phone. My dad is retired, and he interacts with his phone by far and away more than a Chromebook. Every once in a while he will, but 99% of what he does online electronically is now on that phone, and I think that's true for a lot of people, so it is very important. I use my phone a lot, personally and for work, and I have a 13, and it is now 100% paid for, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
And I don't feel any need to upgrade. Now, I know there's people that always want the latest and the greatest, and they're going to be lining up for the iPhone 17. I get that part of it if you want to have the latest. I don't feel any need at this point. At some point, I know I will be forced out of my iPhone 13, but it's running fine.
Well, you're a little bit more frugal with your spending.
Yeah, yes, that's it.
Which is my approach as well. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I kind of live by that rule, and it certainly is true for phones, too. And the thing about smartphones is they're so accessible. They're always on your body or in your pocket or within reach. And, you know, instead of having to get up and go get a computer and that kind of thing. And I'd like to see the iPad, and I think it's going to come with the Tesla pad, where it's going to integrate into a larger screen, and I'm going to really like that. That's the only thing I miss on my phone is it's just a little bit more difficult to use visually. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, it's got everything I would need probably. Yeah, it's rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and it's such a huge part of the business in the sheer volume of phones, whether it's an iPhone or an Android phone. This is key. I've never really liked the film that they put on the screens to protect the screens. I've never been
you don't need it.
A huge fan of it. But I will say,
me too.
As far as I'm concerned, and I've been a big fan, all the phones I've had over the years, and I've had good longevity, is getting a good case. I've been a big fan of OtterBox, but if you're using that phone without a case, that is a mistake. They inevitably get dropped, and this OtterBox has saved this current phone several times.
Yeah, the case I've got I bought on Amazon, and it's not an OtterBox, but that I was looking at it, but this one's a little bit thinner. But I got a military grade, so you can drop it from 20 feet, and it's thin, it's light, it doesn't interfere with the MagSafe charging. I'm the same way. You know, I take good care of phones. That said, on my wheelchair, I've got a MagSafe magnet, and numerous times I've hit a corner of a wall, it's knocked over, and I've actually run the damn thing over in my wheelchair.
Yeah.
And pick it up, and it's fine. Yeah, a good case is absolutely essential. Got to have it.
Yeah, and that is the biggest thing. So if you're going to upgrade or if you're in the market for a new phone, if you've had a phone, by all means. Another thing I wanted to bring up, since we're celebrating, if you will, the release coming up and the big announcement this fall of the iPhone 17, and there's a lot of rumors about, you know, what it'll have. Will certain models have slots for maybe a SIM card of some sort? I know there's the phone that you can fold open. That's an Android phone with a much larger screen. I'm a little leery of that. Remains to be seen. I'm not sure I would jump into that, how that would look after a year or two. But back to the phones. You and I are in agreement. It doesn't need to be on the charger every night. But I do believe once a week it is important to power it all the way down and give it the night off. I'm a big believer in that.
Oh, otherwise it's going to start getting goofy. And they all do. I shut mine down last night for the first time in, I think, 4 or 5 days. And it was just acting weird. I shut it off for, I don't know, a minute and a half, fired it back up, and away it went, and it's just fine. And phone, depending on how much I talk and stuff, but I can get almost 5 days in between charges on my phone. And I try not to get below 30% because that's hard with the batteries. But other than that, yeah, you plug it in and 2 hours later you're at 80% on my phone. It's just, it's amazing how fast they charge these days. So, and it's easy to forget, but it should be shut down completely. And that's true with everything. Computers, your modem that connects you to your internet, it's going to pay. Just shut it down for a couple minutes. Sunday night, Monday morning, whenever. Just get in the habit. And it will save you a ton of frustration.
Yeah, it is a very good idea. Just power it down. Doesn't need to be up 24/7. For sure. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll jump to the text line. By the way, if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to reach us. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It is Tech Talk. And by the way, podcasts available of the show at our website, WCCORadio.com. We'll come right back here on a Saturday. News Talk, 830 WCCO. Our coverage of the fair starts Thursday morning. Morning news with Vanita. Then all the shows out there during the day. And we'll be out there on the weekend as well. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug, feel free to call or text the program. The number is the same, 651-461-9226. And, Doug, this comes up a lot on the program. Let's get it out of the way early. We got a text, and someone didn't understand or couldn't catch it on the radio. We will spell it slowly. But if you have a Windows machine, an older Windows machine, or a new Windows machine, there is one program you absolutely need to download. It's free, but you can also get the pro version and pay a little bit for that, and that is Pervasor. What does it do? Why do people need it? Then we'll spell it very carefully and slowly. All right, Doug.
So stable and so helpful over the years. It's just amazing what it does. It will completely clear out all of your temp files and all of the files that are left from Windows updates, and it does it in such a way to where you never have to worry about anything bad happening. I've never had a bad experience with this. And it's Pervasor. P-R-I-V-A, Z as in zebra, E-R.com. Just kind of like private, only they just did the A, Pervasor, and it's got a Z. So, yeah, Pervasor.com. Everybody should have that. It's just amazing what that thing does. And, you know, it goes in and it takes care of things that most people will never, ever think about with Windows. Shell bags, for example. And it will actually, you can use it as a learning tool, but if you just want it to just do its thing, you can set it up and have it run automatically. It shut off when it's done if you want. It's just really flexible. The last three or four versions have come so far. And I just can't say enough good things about this. This is just a wonderful, wonderful product.
All right, one more time, folks. I'll do it again. Hopefully you've got a pen ready or can write it down. Pervasor, P-R-I-V-A-Z-E-R. So there you go. But great tool. You can get a free version. You can pay for the pro version. It is very, very popular. Great, great tool. I think of all the things we've talked about over the years on the program, that might be one of the best. Do you need Pervasor with Linux or Linux, or isn't it really necessary or designed for that?
No, it doesn't have a Linux version. I'd like to see them come out with an Apple Mac version, but see, now that they've changed all their OSs, everybody's got to start from scratch, and a lot of people don't know how to program for that. And something else we should mention, Steve. Pervasor is so popular that if you don't remember the link, just go to Google and type in what you think it might be, and it'll probably give you the answer. It's that popular. It'll give you some versions of that. You'll be able to get it. Just go to Google and type improviser, and it'll find it. Even if you misspell it, it'll show you, oh, do you mean? And then you say, yeah, check that out, and you'll go. You'll find it.
Yeah. I just think wonderful, wonderful program. It's been around. You should be very pleased with that for sure. Here's a really good one. I don't know if we've ever brought this up, and this has to do with fast charging. Have you heard anything bad about fast charging, whether it's for your phone or any other device?
Well, not if you don't do it beyond the specs. I've got a fast charger for my iPhone, and it's in fact it'll do my phone and my watch at the same time. And I put them both on, and they just cook to get fast. Now, the phone's faster because it's allowed to be faster. But, no, you're not going to have any problem with that at all. Not at all. Not with lithium. If we were talking about car batteries, yes. Lead-acid batteries, absolutely. But as far as lithium, no. It's not going to hurt that chemistry a bit.
Well, and this is really the holy grail of technology, and that is battery technology. Better batteries, lighter, more storage, longer run times. And that's true with phones or tablets or laptops. And beyond that, automobiles and other outdoor equipment. More and more outdoor equipment, automobiles, etc., are going to batteries. I'm pretty impressed. I have an e-bike, and the battery that came on board, and once again, I do pedal. I'm just not riding around like I'm on a small electric motorcycle. I do pedal, but it does give me some assist on the hills, etc. And the battery life is pretty impressive. It is not a gigantic battery, and I can go on a 15, 16-mile ride, and once again, I don't wear out the battery. I am pedaling. I'm doing the lion's share of the work. But I'm still really impressed by the longevity and stability of that battery.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, they've come a long way, and I've been watching battery research for a couple of decades, and we haven't seen them come out to the general public yet, but we're going to see aluminum, lithium, graphene batteries that are coming out. It's a tremendous world that we live in this decade or so. I'd like to see some of this product come out. And, you know, it's going to be relatively expensive until the mass productions, of course. But that's not going to take long with batteries. And, of course, they talk now that the next Tesla is going to come out with a battery. I don't know what this is going to cost before they start mass production. But they're talking one charge for over 100,000 miles. And the next charge will take 8 minutes. It's mind-boggling. It truly is. Just absolutely mind-boggling. So yeah. It's keep an eye on that for sure. Some of these old laptops that get 13 minutes, it's very possible that you'll be able to buy a new battery and pop it in there, and the battery will last half a day. Yeah, I think it's coming. I really do.
Yeah, and that is the next big thing is extended battery life, whatever the device is. It is 327. Here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug, any good tutorials available on installing Linux on a machine? We've talked about it a lot. It's certainly a good idea on a new computer, but on an older machine, it can be a game changer, especially if you had, say, Windows 7 or Windows 8 or an older machine. An older Mac is really a good idea. Where would you go if people want to learn more about installing Linux?
Oh, it's everywhere. At LinuxMint.com, LinuxMintOS.com, they got a little step-through system, but they've made it so easy now with the installers. Probably the most difficult that people will find is just creating the install media. You know, how do I get an ISO? How do I make a bootable DVD? How do I make a bootable USB? Once I've made, how do I tell my computer to boot to that device instead of going straight to the hard drive? That's probably more difficult than the actual install. Mint, for example, and this is many of the distributions have this type of install. Once you get Linux Mint booted, it just walks you through. How big do you want the partition? Do I want to dual boot and save Windows? Am I saving Windows? Am I wiping Windows? It's just question after question, very simple, very straightforward. They want to make it easy, and they do not want you to lose any data. But nonetheless, back up your data first. And if you're worried about your data, buy another hard drive. You can pick up a laptop, a 2.5-inch SSD today for $20, $30. Take the original drive out. Yeah. And that way it stays pristine no matter what you do. Try that. For $20, it's probably well worth it. And it's pretty simple to do. Get on YouTube. YouTube has so much information. Find the YouTube, the gentleman or woman or whoever that made the video that you communicate with and communicates well with you and easy to understand, and just follow along step by step. It would be helpful at that point to have a secondary computer to follow along as you're working on the computer you're upgrading. As for older machines, Linux is your best friend, no question in my mind. And I say that without any reservation. You're going to take an old machine that looks like it's barely moving, and you put Linux on that, and it will probably run better than it did when it was brand new. There's nothing in the background slowing it down. You don't have to worry about viruses or malware, as long as you pay attention to what you open up that comes into your email. And it just simply runs. And anything that you can do in Windows, you can do in Linux, truly. That comes with all kinds of office suites and multimedia and PDF readers. Anything somebody could possibly need, it's going to be installed in almost every distribution of Linux. And I wish you well. I hope everybody expands their knowledge with this. I really do. It's going to do nothing but help your confidence level and give you that machine for another 10, 15 years, maybe longer. No sense throwing them away. You're going to need it in the future, even as a backup machine. Nothing wrong with that at all. Don't throw them away.
Quick break. We've got more Tech Talk coming up with Doug. And by the way, the phone number on the program, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Tech Talk, Saturdays between 3 and 4. Sports schedules permitting, of course. Twins and Tigers, game 3 of the 4-game set. The 65 Twins World Series team will be honored before the game tonight. Corey Koski enters the Twins Hall of Fame on Sunday. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we had a lot of rain move into the area for sure. We had a flash flood warning last night in parts of the metro area. In my rain gauge, 3 3/4 inches in northern Hennepin County, and we're not done with the rain, and we certainly could see more. Here is the very latest forecast. And 79 now, south winds at 5 miles an hour. Our dew point way up there at 71. Plenty of humidity in the air. And our heat index stands at 82. For today, we probably won't get a whole lot warmer. High temp 80. Tonight, cloudy. Then a chance of thunderstorms. As a matter of fact, our chance of thunderstorms doesn't happen until after 2 a.m. And then on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and that's mainly later in the day. Otherwise, cloudy and a high near 79 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low near 70. So really the best chance of rain appears to be Sunday night here in the Twin Cities. So we should be able to get the ball game in today at Target Field. And then, of course, the series finale with the Tigers tomorrow. And then, of course, the first weekend of the state amateur baseball tournament at four sites west of the Twin Cities area. Should be able to get all those ball games in. And then the weather looks good early in the week. As a matter of fact, sunny on Monday in 84, Tuesday 79, Wednesday 81, first day of the fair sunny in 83, day two of the fair next Friday sunny in 82. So we get through the way it looks tomorrow night, things should dry out. Once again, a muggy 79 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. It is Tech Talk, and Doug Swinhart is joining us, as always. By the way, the podcast available at WCCORadio.com or wherever you get podcasts. Search WCCO Tech Talk, and you can find those and enjoy those anytime. A lot of great evergreen information. If you want to talk to us right now, you can do so on our talk and text line at 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Doug, here's really a good one. What do I do with an old Dell laptop? It's around a 2008. Should I try to wipe the hard drive and donate it, or destroy the hard drive and recycle it? What are your thoughts? Doug, I think you're muted.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
I'd say if you might want to keep it, install Linux on it first. You might just decide that it'll be a perfect backup. Or if you did want to give it away, Linux will wipe that hard drive better than anything if you want to do it that way. You certainly could. And it would be a much easier system to donate because it's all set up, ready to go. Yeah, it would be a perfect opportunity to actually play around a little bit with some new operating systems. I'm pretty sure this individual would be impressed. Well worth the 2 to 4 hours it would take. Well worth it.
Yeah, in 2008, if it's in reasonably good condition, that machine likely still has some life, particularly with the Linux install, particularly as an appliance to be able to get on the internet and poke around and do things. You should be just fine with that.
Oh, machine. Absolutely. You know, a number of customers over the last decade have brought me new computers and the old computer to take the data off, and the old computer actually had a faster processor. Even though the new processor says up to, they're talking about the turbo speed. You want to, when you're looking at a new computer, you want to ask, how fast is the base processor speed? And I recommend nothing less than a 2.5 gigahertz. They're selling them now with a 1 gigahertz, and they're relying on the speed of the hard drive to make up the difference, which is not a bad philosophy, but with a faster processor and a faster drive, oh, you've got a massive machine. And I can't tell you, Steve, how many people have bought less computer than they had. All I had to do is just update the old one. And I try to talk them into keeping both and go that route. And it's okay. Nothing wrong with that. And it's not always smart to save power. And that's really what they're selling today, is it's so much less power. I really don't think Intel or Dell or anybody else really cares what my electric bill is. I really don't. But they might. But at any rate, your old computer, probably more computer than you realize. Don't be in such a hurry to get rid of it. Let's learn and find out what you got first. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. That is great. Here's another tricky one. They can't get a monitor to work on a computer. It's not the cord or the monitor. What could it be, and how hard is it to fix that? Sure sounds like video card to me.
Yeah, and a lot of computers have a built-in video interface on the motherboard, and you can buy another video card, and you don't have to get carried away. $20-$30 should get you a nice one and slip it in and let the good times roll. Just make sure you understand what bus you have. And you can just go online with another device and put in the model of your computer, space, and the word specs, S-P-E-C-S, and press enter. So you know what you have for a computer, what type of video card it will take. It'll probably take an AGP card, and it'll be either version 3, version 2, version 4, and then you'll know that it will work with an 8-bit, 16-bit, or 32-bit, or 64-bit. You'll be able to buy the right card. Keep in mind that cards are almost always backwards compatible. So if you bought too much card, it would probably work anyway. Yeah. But that's kind of a waste. You don't want to be spending money on something you're not going to use. A little bit of research, and of course, you could always go up to Micro Center and say, this is what I got. I need a little help. They'll say, what kind of computer you have? Oh, here's the 7 or 8 video cards you can choose from. Here's the differences. They'll help you. They'll get you put together. And it's really not difficult. Just take your time. And remember, when you're inside that box, we never, ever force anything. No. That's the way to go. If it's a laptop, it's going to be a little bit more problem. But I think they're talking about a desktop. I'll bet money.
Yeah, and the funny thing about this is that, and we've brought this up before, in the miracle of YouTube. Yeah, there's a lot of junk out there, and you got to be careful. There's a lot of stuff you want to avoid. But some of the do-it-yourself videos are incredible. Here's an example. It has nothing to do with computers or tablets or whatever, but I had a bathroom exhaust fan go bad, and I knew I had to swap it out. It was old. It was there when we bought the house. The motor went bad, and I watched a few different videos. Took 15 minutes to watch 3 different videos on it, and got a lot of great tips, and it made the project so much easier. It really is one of the miracles, is that, and once again, you want to make sure they're credible and they're not leading you down the wrong road. But all 3 of these different videos from different people were just great, and just reminders. Hey, you want to do this? Be aware of this. You know, make sure you do that. And wow, it saved me so much time and aggravation. Yeah. Now, it wasn't an enjoyable project, but I was able to get it done with the help of those videos. And that was just a ceiling exhaust fan in the bathroom. But it helped a ton. And with computer stuff, there's got to be a video for it.
Oh, you bet. And probably saved yourself $500. Yeah. YouTube, in my opinion, is a godsend for any DIY project. It really is.
Absolutely.
And what you're going to find, seriously, is professionals. People who have been installing furnaces and air conditioners for 30 years. You can do this, but I wouldn't recommend this. You can do this, and I wouldn't recommend this. And you get the views. And these people want to be popular because they're getting a little bit of money for each click. But more importantly, a lot of these people are doing this out of the goodness of their heart. Seriously, you're going to find people that put out such good videos and experience, and they're well-versed in what they're talking about, and their language is well done. And, of course, you know, it's a video. They can stop it and redo it if they didn't like it. It's incredible. And you're right, Steve. When it comes to computers, it's really about reputation. These people want to give you good content. They really do. It's not like looking at free energy. Now you're looking at something serious here.
Yeah.
This is a whole different era. It really is. It's been my best friend for 30 years.
Yeah, and I will say this, and we've brought this up before, that the videos also give you an idea. Am I capable of doing that? Do exactly. I have the tools or the patience or the hand-eye to do that job? And with the ceiling exhaust fan, I was kind of like, yeah, I can handle that. And yep. it just kind of showed me, you know, some of the pitfalls and what could be tricky. And they were right on the money about it. And that's true with computers, about, you know, swapping out a hard drive. You can probably find your exact model, and someone will walk you through it. It's very, very cool and a great resource for sure. Hey, we got a break. We'll come back. We've got more on our text line. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart is in. The phone number on the program is 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart joining us here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. We have all the news and weather at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Andy Greeter joins from the Pioneer Press. We'll talk loons. We'll talk Gopher football and more with Andy between 4 and 4:30 today. Then Twins and Tigers on the radio tonight. Doug, from our text line, here's a really good one. We haven't talked really about sharing video and photos. There's a lot of great platforms to do that. But someone took a 45-minute video at a family gathering with their phone. What would be the best way to send it to others? Flash drive is something they brought up. Seems kind of cumbersome to send that around. There's got to be another way to just be able to put that video up and people grab it out of the cloud, so to speak.
Absolutely. Set up a link in Google Drive or Proton Storage or any cloud storage, iCloud, and just set up a share and send your relatives the link. You can actually establish the link that they can download it if they want to, but they can't edit it. Or it could be just read-only. They'd have to watch it in a browser. But for family, you're going to just say, sure, let them download. You put in the list, which you should already have a family group in your email, and just simply send them the link. We all got to be a little bit more conservative using bandwidth on the internet. You start kicking out these files to 100 different people, you're going to suck up bandwidth like there's no tomorrow, and there's no reason for it. Some of the people, well, they'll watch it when they get around to it, but yet you're using it all that internet resource now. Best way to do is just have on cloud storage, save it to the cloud, create a share and an email list of who gets the link. They'll get the link in their email, they'll click on it, open up a browser, and watch that movie. That's really the way to go. No question in my mind.
Yeah, and there's a ton of services as well. For instance, like WeTransfer, actually want to transfer the file to someone, there's Dropbox, there's just endless. But I love your idea of just the link, or you put it on Google Drive, and from Google Drive, you can share. And with family, et cetera, not a big deal. And then you're right, they can view it or download it as they choose. But, there's a lot of options. If you want to send it to one individual, huge files like that, and video files can be gigantic.
Well, they get big in a hurry.
Yeah, you'd want to use something like WeTransfer. I've used it a ton, and it is... And what's great about it, it's free. You can get a paid version of it, but if you're just going to share a file here and there, why not use a free version?
That's an excellent service.
Yeah. Yeah. And lot of cool options when it comes to that. Doug, my wife picked something up, and I wanted to run it by you. And I don't know if you've seen these, but on a whim, she bought it. And it was something she can, it's a little screen, a secondary screen, uses literally a USB drive, and you can hang it on the side of your laptop, Chromebook, whatever, and it's just a second screen. It's not as big as the original screen, it's maybe the size of a tablet, but really a cool little thing, and it was $80 or whatever, and it really works great. So if you get used to that second screen and you're out and about, you can hang it on the side and add another screen. It was really a neat little gadget. She got it on Amazon, but I'm sure they're available everywhere.
I have played with a couple of these units. I like them.
Oh.
With a laptop, a notebook, a netbook, or even a phone, screen real estate is a premium.
Yep.
And to have that extra screen, it can be really handy. It's incredible handy. Yeah, I like that. I didn't know they dropped down below $100, so that's that's pretty good.
It was incredibly cheap, and it doesn't look bad. Now, granted, it's not the quality of a MacBook Air or a MacBook Pro, but it's all right for a second screen. It's pretty good. Hey, Doug, we got to run. We will visit with you in 2 weeks. We'll be at the fair, and once again, you'll join us on Tech Talk 2 weeks from today. What's your phone number and email?
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin at wccotech.com. ADIM at wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve. See you in 2 weeks.
Yep, talk to you in 2 weeks. Here he is, Doug Swinhart, Tech Talk, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll have all the news, all the weather, and go outdoors with Steve Carney in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.